You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. The new year is underway, and in case you need some ideas or motivations for resolutions, look no further than social media.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and more sites and apps continue to be a huge part of our lives. That's not probably going to change in 2016. So according to our next guest, rather than complaining about it, resisting it, we should look to our networks to help us with our goals.
Joining us now is Shelby LaDuke, a consumer advocate reporter for the Green Bay Press-Gazette. She recently wrote a column called Social Media Resolutions for a Better 2016. Shelby, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
So a lot of people get irritated with the stuff that they see on social media, even their, you know, friends, whether they're friends in quotes or real friends. People can be annoying on social media. So what's the case for using social media as a tool for the good?
Right. So, you know, in one of my New Year's resolutions is that I wanted to become a bit more tolerant of people and have a little bit more patience, which is a quality that I think is very rare these days. So I'm kind of looking at that, and, you know, social media is very included in that. And, you know, taking people's little quirks or tendencies that would usually make you hit that unfollow or delete friend button and kind of turning into something to fuel your own resolution. So, for instance, I can name a few people on my friends list that constantly post about all of their workout regimens. And so instead of, you know, feeling negative about that, why not keep them as your friend? And, you know, every time you see those annoying posts, it'll just, you know, prompt you to do 10 push-ups or crunches, and maybe you can go ahead and lose a little weight yourself.
And yeah, that's what a lot of your article is about, is taking the things, kind of almost like a judo of social media, taking the force of the thing that used to annoy you and trying to figure out, hey, how can I motivate this in a positive direction?
Right, exactly. And, you know, it comes into other aspects of your life, too. You know, when people talk about their New Year's resolutions, they say, you know, I want to eat healthier. And so I feel like one of the things that I constantly see on my news feed are all these really, like, naughty, tempting food videos. Well, you know, if a healthier diet's something that you want to do, every single time you see one of those tempting videos, maybe look up online a healthier alternative to that, and then, you know, you can get more of that variety in your diet to keep you stay motivated with that diet that you're working on.
So the thing is, you have to be using social media for this to work. You can't be on blackout. Otherwise, you're not going to get to those healthy recipes. You're saying you're scrolling through your media feed, your social, your Facebook page there, the news, and you see that picture of tasty food, and you go and look up something, I don't know, quinoa or something, and you eat that instead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I, you know, I think that, you know, talking about the mistakes that people make with their diet is not having enough of that variety. So, you know, having more and more recipes for yourself, you can, you know, kind of create your own little social media diet recipe book, if you will.
Before we get to some of your more specific suggestions, it sounds like you're asking us to kind of rethink our relationship with social media, because I mean, I'll speak for myself. I've fallen into habits. I'll sit down on my computer at home, flip open Facebook, go through it, see what's out there. There's some cool stuff. There's annoying stuff. But I'm not thinking about it. It's just like a habit. Sometimes it's annoying. Sometimes it's time waste. Sometimes it's fun, too. So we need to just not take the way we look at social media for granted anymore, it sounds like you're saying.
Right. And I think that, you know, speaking of resolutions, it's all about kind of changing yourself and maybe the way you think or the way you act. And so kind of being more aware of the things that you are exposing yourself to with maybe having multiple profiles, I think can definitely change the way that you behave and the way you think and act in your daily life.
Well, let's dig into those suggestions a bit right now. Your first one touches on common resolutions. You talked about this a little bit already, and was exercise. So people do get into their New Year's resolutions. They may post, you know, bikini pics or whatever as they go along in their diet. I don't know. But you're saying you can use that for the good. So what specifically should we do when we see that?
Yeah, you know, I constantly tell my friends, I'm like, you know, when I'm posted up on the couch with my pizza, you know, watching Netflix, the last thing I want to see is somebody doing the Stairmaster, you know, on Instagram. But, you know, every single time you do see that little annoying, you know, constant reminder that, hey, I'm in better shape than you are, it'll just kind of be your reminder to yourself, you know what, I'm at home not doing anything right now. Why don't I go ahead and do those 10 push-ups or crunches or whatever exercise that you might like that will help you make you feel your, better about yourself. And surely if you have a lot of friends who are doing the exercise thing as their New Year's resolution too, you're going to see a ton of those posts January 1st and after. So you're golden.
I've got one of those. There's somebody on Facebook who posted, oh, just triathlon, whatever. I'm not even sure who this person is. I think I accidentally...
Sorry, I should stop doing that.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, Rob.
Well, I mean, yeah, just take care of yourself. You can't, triathlons every day, Veronica?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I try to stay healthy.
But yeah, okay, that sounds like a good tactic to deal with it. We're talking to Shelby LeDuc. She's with the Green Bay Press Gazette. She wrote a column titled Social Media Resolutions for Better 2016. You can join in, by the way. Do you want to rethink the way you relate to social media? Do you feel like you get hooked on it? Are there things that annoy you that people do that maybe you could use a little advice on how to reframe, use it in a positive way? You can call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page and tell us about your, you know, your workout regimen. Post some tempting dessert photos while you're there.
And Shelby, let's talk money now. A lot of us want to be frugal with money, especially after the holidays when we may have spent a lot of it. So what are some ways that we can use social media to help us do that?
You know, and being a consumer advocate, I feel like this is definitely right up my alley. You know, I've recently realized that I couldn't really afford the holidays, if you will, with all those bills coming in. And looking through my newsfeed, I do have a couple of friends who, despite not having much money, they constantly post about all of their big purchases online. They'll, you know, post pretty pictures, excited statuses, and, you know, as much as you try to help them with their finances and say, hey, maybe you should save, you know, they might not ever change. And so maybe you can kind of use this as fuel to save money yourself. So every time you see that that bragging post about, you know, a new phone or a new clothes, if you will, go ahead and put a dollar into a social media money jar. And like I said, you yourself might have enough money to afford those things that you may not have been able to afford last year.
You know, mentioning that you are a consumer advocacy writer, I guess you're telling us to use social media to think of ourselves as consumers, active consumers, not just a passive audience to what we're seeing out there.
Right. And I think with social media, everyone is essentially kind of a consumer advocate these days. I constantly go on there on people's timelines asking about the best phone or best car. And when you kind of provide that feedback to your friends, sort of giving your opinion, you are that consumer advocate. So having that mentality that you can maybe use these posts to save money yourself is kind of a win-win.
Is it also important to realize that we are consuming things? We're hearing about products and we're being thought of as consumers, even if we're just on there for entertainment.
Well, I think that is a good point, too. And I think that anybody who is constantly on Facebook, especially on a desktop computer, you look at the side of all the ads that are popping up, and it knows exactly what you're searching for. And so maybe to kind of be aware of your personal finances, and like I said, just use those posts to remind yourself, hey, I saw this today. I need to go ahead and put some money in that jar.
Yeah, so, I mean... We have a jar by the computer, and what, we have to make sure we have to have a pocket full of nickels or something like that? So we have a nickel in there every time we see that?
Well, and it sounds so so stereotypical, or typical, but any little cent counts in that. So, I mean, if you have people to constantly throw change away or just kind of ignore it, so to even just put that extra change in that jar every time you see those annoying Facebook posts or, you know, tweets, if you will, put them in that jar, and before you know it, you'll have a ton of money.
So you're not telling us to stay off social media in 2016. You want us to use it, but isn't there a case to be made that we might just be happier if we weren't on it so much? Then maybe we'd go to the gym. Maybe we would, you know, organize our house and things like that if we weren't wasting time on social media.
Right, and I think that it's all about how you look at it and you use it yourself. Right now, I'm only 24, but I'm kind of reaching that age where all of my friends are graduating school and they're getting engaged and, you know, starting families. So right now, for me at least, I feel like most of what I'm seeing is very positive stuff. So it's all about who you surround yourself with, and usually people like to take to Facebook or Twitter to kind of do subtle hints and reminders to people. Oh, hey, you know, I just got engaged yesterday, or I just accepted my dream job offer. And I think that those are the things that we need to kind of remind ourselves that that's what social media is really for, you know.
Let's bring on a caller. We've got Mike on the line in West Dallas at 800-642-1234. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. I just wanted to make a comment that although I'm sure that there are parts of what your guest is describing that could be beneficial to someone who's attempting to achieve some kind of discipline. That the what Veronica's comment was really kind of right on point, right as I was listening in between your screener and now, that as to what my comment is that the engaging in personal media or social media sharing by itself, just the act of it, it seems to me to be the lack of personal self-discipline, which is exactly what your guest is kind of advocating, that if you see this, be reminded of this, and then go in a different direction, which would be the same thing that kind of any teacher or philosophizer might be about a personal life, about a life that's led with some kind of discipline, goal in mind, and then some application of discipline toward the goal.
Interesting, Mike. Thanks for the call. So could we do this on more of a meta level, maybe, Shelby? Try to have a trigger that lets us know when we've spent too much time either reading or posting on social media?
You know, I kind of use this as a rule of thumb. If I've been scrolling through my news feed and all of a sudden I came up on something that I saw this morning, maybe it's time to put down the phone or log off on there and maybe do something else. You know, with every single profile that you have on social media comes that responsibility to still get the things done in your life that need to be. But once again, I think that as long as what you're sharing is, you know, appropriate, if you will, you know, however you determine that, or is positive in your life, I don't think that anyone should discourage you from sharing those fun things about your life online or the internet.
We're talking to Green Bay Press Gazette consumer advocate reporter Shelby DeLuke right now, talking about some social media resolutions for the coming year.
We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do the things you see on social media help motivate you or demotivate you? Do you have any resolutions for your social media habits this year? Do you think you use any of the tips we've heard so far from Shelby that she suggested for exercise, saving money? Can you think of other ways to use social media to help you reach your goals? And what bugs you? What are the annoying things you see on social media that you could use some advice on dealing with? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or comment on our social media, the Central Time Facebook page.
We're continuing our discussion now about social media resolutions for a better new year with Shelby LeDuc from the Green Bay Press Gazette. And we want to hear from you.
Do you have any resolutions for the way you use social media in this new year? Do you think you'll use some of the tips we've heard so far from Shelby? Can you think of other ways to use social media? And are there negative things you encounter in social media that you'd like some advice from Shelby on a way to turn them into a positive for your own life? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go to our callers right now. We've got Sarah on the line in Caledonia. Sarah, hi.
Yeah, hi.
What did you want to take away from this?
Well, so my question was, I've been with my boyfriend for about 3 years, and he doesn't want me at all on his, Facebook, because we fight a lot. And, I was wondering, when I see people posting pictures of them being engaged or pictures of them and their spouses all happy, I get really down about it, and I was wondering how I can ignore it and not let it get to me so bad.
Okay, that's a good question. It does. There are some studies out there I've seen. I'm sure there are all kinds of studies, but some saying that social media can bring you down when you see other people's, you know, glossy, happy lives on Facebook. So how do you deal with that, Shelby?
Okay, well, actually, I'm really glad that someone asked this question, because I wrote a column about this not too long ago. And I think it's important to remember that, you know, somebody that you're with shouldn't have an issue with you being on their Facebook, being tagged in photos and statuses, as long as it's, not repetitive. So, don't be discouraged that, you know, he's maybe not comfortable in tagging you in those sort of things. But also know, too, that maybe you guys are just that couple that don't need to constantly take photos everywhere you go. And maybe you live in the moment, as more these people need to constantly document their relationship for everyone else to see. It's kind of that validation. When it comes to engagement and stuff, that stuff is a bit more serious. So I can kind of see why people are very excited to post that sort of thing. So certainly when you get to that point in your relationship, if it does turn out that way, I think that having some sort of engagement announcement online is appropriate.
Sarah, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. To that wider issue, though, Shelby, of, you know, if you're out of work and somebody got a new job and they post it, or if you're not in a relationship and they're posting the Valentine's Day photos, is there a way to, you know, not to let that bring you down, seeing that other people are doing happy things that you're not right now?
You know, I think it's important to remember everything that is good about your life. So, you know, when you're scrolling through your newsfeed or your timeline, and you just constantly see all these reminders that people are moving on in their life and they're taking these huge steps, and maybe you're kind of stuck in a rut, to maybe just sit there and jot down 3 to 5 things that you are really happy about in your life that maybe other people might be envious of you for.
Okay, so have you started doing this, Shelby?
You know, I have. I kind of started out writing this column as sort of an experiment, and the more that I'm going through and analyzing what my friends post, I'm finding myself, you know, reminding myself to do these certain things, whether it be the diet, the exercise, but especially with the good vibes. It's New Year's, it's engagement season. I can think of maybe 12 people on my friends list that got engaged. So it was a constant reminder that these people are, you know, taking these big, happy steps in their life, but I still have many wonderful things going on in my life as well. And that's important to remember, to keep your morale up, especially when it's cold outside.
Talking to Shelby LeDuc from the Green Bay Press-Gazette about ways to use social media in a positive way, help us do those New Year's resolution kind of things in 2016. Still time for you to join in with your social media wants and dislikes at, what's our number, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Shelby, we're just talking about, you know, what to do when we're annoyed by the positive things from other people. You also write about, and this is something I encounter on social media, comment sections on articles, on newspapers, things like that, relentless negativity on the internet. And you have some advice on not letting that bring us down.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of goes with what I was just talking about. But, you know, let's say you're on your favorite celebrity's, you know, Facebook account, and you see people, you know, making negative comments about them. I think it's important to not feed the trolls, if you will. That's kind of a famous saying here. Just don't engage with those people that are constantly negative. You know, if you make a comment and someone, you know, consistently replies on it and just tries to make you feel bad about yourself, the best thing that you can do is just ignore it. You don't need to engage people like that, especially if one of your New Year's resolutions is to become a more positive person.
What about people who use social media? We're talking about this from the consumer's perspective, the user, but what about, you know, if we want to use it responsibly and think about the happiness of other people, what can we do when we're posting?
I think that, you know, let's say you have a whole bunch of friends that, like I said, are posting all of these wonderful things about their life, whether, you know, they're getting engaged, married, having a family. I think it's important that you reach out personally and just, you know, congratulate them on things that are going on in their life. I think that acknowledging someone else's happiness it not only looks good on your part, but, it, you know, is good karma. Maybe something good will come your way as well in the near future.
Juan called in, couldn't stay on the line. Juan says, don't focus on those highlight reels that people post on social media. It's the everyday stuff that matters. And that's advice maybe for posting. And don't just post that highlight thing. But then
on the other side,
the other hand, like, hey, great lunch today. Here's the sandwich I ate and a picture and a video of me eating the sandwich. So where do you draw that line between, you know, keeping that everyday in there, but not too everyday?
I am so happy someone brought this up. You know, like those big events in your life are wonderful, but I do tend to notice that those little things that happen throughout the day tend to be the ones that get the most likes and the most interactions. I can think of one of my friends, Sydney, she posted about tripping up the stairs after just purchasing one of her most expensive favorite coffee drinks and spilled it all over herself. And that was one that got like 70 likes throughout the day. And it's like, really? Normally, if you think about life before social media, that's not something that you would go out and broadcast to all of your friends in person, like, hey, guess what I did today? But because you put it up there for everyone to see, it's like, oh, she's funny. You know, like, let's engage with her on this. So it is those little things in your life.
All right, let's take a caller now. Janet joins us from Madison. Janet, hi.
Hi. I'm just kind of backing up from a caller or so ago that was feeling down about reading about other people's, I don't know, successes and whatever. And I have a quote to share, and then just if your guest could comment on it. It says, the reason why we struggle with insecurity is because we compare our behind the scenes with everyone else's highlight reel.
That's interesting, Janet. Thanks so much, Shelby. That backs up what our commenter said earlier. What do you think?
I think that it's important to self-analyze. You know, like let's say someone's having a great day at their job. Well, their job might be very different from yours. Or, you know, a lot of people like to put out all the positive things going on in their life when really there might be a lot of negative things that you don't know about. You really can't judge a book by its cover, if you will, especially on Facebook. You have to realize that your life is your own and you have to lead it. And you can't always lead by the examples that your friends put out there because they may not be 100% the truth.
Well, Shelby, it's been fun to talk about. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
That was Shelby LaDuke, reporter for the Green Bay Press-Gazette, sharing her ideas with us for social media resolutions for a better 2016.